Today on the Cam and Mo Ag Report, you'll hear an interview that I did at the Central Missouri Ag Club's Ag Expo. Right now with Brian McCorkle, McCorkle Ag Sales. Brian, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, Larry, we've been over here getting stuff over here yesterday, and then today, you know, hopefully we can get some more people in here to come and visit us and find out about some of the deals that we have here.
And you do have a lot of deals, and you have not only machinery, you have parts, you have just a little bit of everything for the farmer.
Yeah, we have new equipment, used equipment, we've got parts, you know, you name it, we can help people with their parts for their, you know, for several different lines of equipment. We've got our own parts catalog, you know, if somebody doesn't have one of those, they can stop by and pick it up. It's just some of the stuff that we sell, but we've got all kinds of stuff for people. A lot of people, you know, don't realize the things that we can do and the money that we can help save them.
You're not only in our general area here, you have things going around the world.
Yeah, we've got equipment going overseas, and then you know, we just had a loaded out a combine last week, went to Mexico, working on a deal on another one, going to Mexico. You know, we send stuff to across the ocean, several different countries. It's worked really well. We spent a lot of money on our marketing and our advertising. When some people are more focused on a smaller area, we're focused on a larger area, and we're you know, moving equipment, you know, year round, where we can help more farmers, you know, get a little more bang for their buck whenever they're moving their equipment. So complete farm dispersal, or just one piece or two, we can help them, you know, on a consignment basis or auction through auction time. And then we also, you know, we've got people coming from multiple states away just to buy new equipment from us. So they're driving by several dealerships to get to us, so we must be pricing it right, I'd say. We do a lot of stuff through our online, you know, like I said, you know, most of our customers never even step foot on our lot, and we just do it over the phone. So we bring a lot of people from a long ways away to Marshall and do business there. Just completed our eighth year in business. We're starting our ninth, you know, so we must be doing something right. You know, a lot of people don't realize, they drive through our lot and they think, well, this is all they've got. Well, if they go on our website at mcagsales.com, just mcagsales.com, they'll see that, you know, there's a lot of other pieces of equipment we have for sale, because a lot of people don't want to bring something into the lot and have it set out, or some people, you know, are from far away. We know we've got stuff we're consigning for people from out of state even sometimes. And so you know, if you maybe you don't want your piece sitting out and you want to just keep it at home, we can do that. We can still sell it from there. We can work a deal with the customer to do that. And and then our new stuff, you know, we've got several different lines of new equipment that aren't on our lot that we can offer our customers. So you know, it's a family-run business. You know, there's not a lot of those out there anymore. A lot of these become big corporate conglomerates, and, you know, their money goes out of state. And our money stays at home here. I got a wife and four kids, and it's what provides for our family.
And now it is time for the Cam and Mo Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do tractors do when they're tired? They hit the hay for a nap. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.